This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I want to talk today about the light that shines in the darkness. We are living in a time, without question, friends, where it seems like the darkness is increasing around us. The darkness of lack of clarity of what is true and what is the good and how do you find authentic human happiness? And by the way, what is a human being and where do we come from and why are we here? There's massive confusion about those kinds of things. Whenever, friends, there's that kind of confusion, you can just take a good sniff and know that the enemy is around. Satan is a deceiver. He's a liar. Jesus said he's a murderer. And scripture says he's the Lord of this world. There's a part of the world that we inhabit, this good earth, this good creation that God has called good. God created it. But there's a fallen dimension of the world. There's powers at work in this world that resist God and the rule of God. There's powers that just simply refuse to acknowledge God and to give God thanks. And when that happens, what's happening there, that power, when human beings are not standing strongly in the will of God and their hearts aren't open to God, the humility of the creature is not present, and they get caught up in the powers of this world that, without maybe even understanding it fully and knowing it, they get caught up in the powers of this world that Scripture calls the fallen world, right? The world. They end up moving in those powers, and those powers resist the will of God, and then human will, human beings, sometimes knowingly, sometimes not knowingly, are specifically pushing the will of God from the human horizon. And that will of God is God's revelation, God's commandments, and ultimately it's Jesus, the full revelation of the wisdom of God, of the power of God, of the truth of God. What is the truth about humanity and our condition? And what is our actual condition of spiritual and psychological health? And where do we find fulfillment and the fullness of life that God intended for us? Jesus is the one, by the Father's will, who came to enter into the darkness to reveal to us the truth about God and the fundamental truth about our condition before God as His creatures. So I want to look at some passages and take the cues from the Apostle John, both from his Gospel of John, and then his first letter. Both are obviously very, very rich, very powerful, but John is very strong in distinguishing the battle between darkness and light. So I want to begin with John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus is in the temple area. It's the Feast of Tabernacles, and during the Feast of Tabernacles, people of Israel in the temple, these candelabras would be lit. Important part, they would burn during the celebration of this feast, and light, the symbolism of light in its reality, is an important part of what the Jews celebrated there. And now Jesus uses this situation. He's standing pretty close to, I guess, the candelabras where he is in the treasury. And here's what he says in this celebration, in some ways, of the Feast of Light. He says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. It's one of the I am statements. I think John has six or seven of these, or Jesus says, you know, I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's declaring who he is. And in this case, he's putting his finger on a fundamental dimension of who he is. He's communicating it. I'm the light of the world. What Jesus means by that, he's bringing revelation. He's bringing a complete opening of the grace of God, allowing human beings that live in a fallen world, and they themselves are fallen, reality of original sin, and Jesus is standing, and the powers of this world, the flesh, and the devil, Scripture describes it, all colluding together in different ways to bring about the rule of the kingdom of darkness. And so human beings, through God's grace, through what he reveals in nature, can know something about the light of God and the reality of God, and so know something a bit about their creaturely status before a creator. There's the reality of the revelation of God and his commandments through the people of Israel, the declarations of the prophets and their prophetic words to a people, the people of Israel. all foretelling the coming of the Lord. And when the fullness of time had come, St. Paul said, God sent forth his Son into the world to save the world, to redeem the world, to bring a full revelation of who we are, the condition that we're in. And so this is what Jesus is speaking about. I'm the light of the world. And this is critical. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The biblical worldview, friends, is that there's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, and that the human default condition or position is to be under the dominion of darkness. Because again, of the power of original sin and the dominion of the powers that are in this world, the power of sin and death, and St. Paul described it as the reign, the dominion, the disordered energy of death that casts a shadow over the human race and fills human beings with a kind of existential anxiety to one degree or another. Because we know we're born, but we're headed toward death. We don't know when it's coming, but we know it's coming and it's final. And human beings don't have a power to stop it in any fundamental way. So there's a battle against death. So the devil exercises dominion. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says the devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death, through the fear of the finality of death, the darkness of death, the absolute unknowing, you know, reality of death. But it's at an existential level that angst exists. And Jesus sheds light into that darkness by overcoming the powers of death, by himself dying and rising. He swallows up death in victory. He's a light that shines in the darkness, we'll see in a minute, and the darkness does not overcome it. So Jesus knows that the human race is walking in darkness, in various degrees of darkness, and that what we need is the light, the revelation, the truth about God, the truth about who we are, where we've come from. So Jesus comes to shed light into that darkness. So human beings who are fallen can believe that somehow our life apart from God, the world according to our own wisdom, our own resources, our own goods, our power, our influence, that we're full of light and full of wisdom. And we don't really need God. We're not dependent on God or anyone else for that matter. And we see it radically communicated in our culture today that everybody is the source of their own light. I'm my own creator, so to speak. I have my truth. I define who I am. I define what truth is for me. And so I've become the source. And it's a great, great, great deception. But that comes from the pride of mind, the independence from God, the creature who, in my foolishness, actually believe I can find meaning on my own. And that somehow relating to God and the claims of God, like this radical claim of Jesus, is somehow a threat to my autonomy, a threat to my radical independence, and my freedom and power to define who I am and declare it into the world. And I can define actually what the world is and what, you know, what truth is and all the rest. So that battle, that dark reality is very present today. Our distinguished universities and our high level of technology and the fact that we can fly to the moon and maybe to Mars and all the things that we're able to do, it does not dispel the fundamental darkness and the shadow it casts over the human mind and the human heart. And the only thing that dispels it and leads people to authentic freedom and a right order to reality, being rightly ordered to reality, which is part of what the truth is, right? That which corresponds to reality. And the freedom of the sons and daughters of God comes from walking in the light that Jesus communicates. So he said, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so Jesus is saying, remember now, he's calling people to repent and to enter the kingdom of God and to become a disciple, which means what? A learner, a follower, someone who's following Jesus and learning his understanding of the real condition of the human race. And what is reality? What is the ultimate truth? What is the ultimate good? What is the meaning of life? Jesus said, I'm the one who can give it to you. I've come. And so he has a particular understanding of the world that he wants us to have. So John will talk about and echoing the words of Jesus, being in the world and not of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not die but have everlasting life. He wants to bring life to us. Now, he says here that the one who follows Jesus will have the light of life. And it made me think of the first chapter of John, the prologue of John's gospel. It reads like this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is that? It's Christ, the eternal Son of God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Hey, guess what? That's you. You're one of the things that was made. You were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus, through whom all things were made, Christ, he becomes one of us, and he enters into that world. And this is the key line: in him was life, and the life was the light of men. When Jesus said he's the light of the world, what is it? The light that's in him is the life. What is that life? It's the essence of who he is. What is that essence? He's God. God has come. God has revealed definitively, totally, the real condition of the human heart and where life is. And the life of God, the eternal life that he's bringing to bring us out of this fallen world into an eternal kingdom, that's the light that's in him. He's the king who's come to establish the kingdom. And that kingdom is that people who gathers around him through repentance and faith by his grace and come into his life, which is the only future worth living for the human race. Verse 5, that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Before Jesus came, there was no power, there was no light so clear, so powerful, that could overcome the dominion of darkness that's in the world. The fallen dimension, you know, the empty futility of a darkened mind, as St. Paul calls it in different ways. So this darkness, you know, is also a symbol for sin, the spiritual condition of alienation from God that we experience in this fallen and corrupt world. Darkness has not overcome it. Another way you can understand it, the darkness does not comprehend it. The spiritual darkness cannot overpower the light that's in Jesus, nor can it understand the light and its ways. That's why the world rejects Jesus. And that's the great sin of the world, is the rejection of Christ and his revelation. 1 John 9:10 says, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And that true light is a person. And what Jesus is saying is he's not coming just to enhance our life, to, you know, help us and reach all our goals. He's coming into a world that's fallen and does not have a future. It's fundamentally fallen and under judgment, dimensions of this world. That's the reality of the power of sin and death. And Jesus is coming and saying, I'm the light. Come with me. As he says to the apostles, he called them out of the world. He said, be in this world, but don't be of this world. Don't be a part of the refusal and the resistance and the pride of mind that's in this world. But follow me. I come to give you a life now and a power that will enable you to walk in the light. And walk with me now and be a light. That's why Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Be a light in this world because you're connected to Jesus, not because you're smart or a person of great influence. You could be a person of great influence and huge influence and be a source of darkness. Because the only place there's light is in Christ and the truth that he's revealed about human life. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. Let's walk in the light.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.